20 toward this. Let's see. Where do we start here? This workshop is on Vista accessibility. And I want to emphasize it's a workshop. So what I'm going to be doing is we're going to do three different sections here. First, speech recognition. Then we're going to look at magnifier. We're going to look at narration. I figure in the time frame we have, because the way this is going to work is I've tried to set up this computer as much as possible to be as if you got it out of the box. The idea being, in fact, when we do this, we're going to turn the computer off, start it up again. You'll see the Welcome Center. Let me, and then if time allows, we'll run Zoom Text, we'll run Dragon, we'll run JAWS, just so we have something to compare with. But the main point here is somebody gets a new Vista computer, they bring it home, and they're not 18 years old and younger. How can they quickly, simply, without having to raise your hand and ask your teenage kid to come in here and help you get this thing to a workable state? Let me just get an idea first to find out where we are, sort of to establish a baseline, if you will. How many people have actually used Vista or have a new computer now? 1, 2, 3. Okay. And we've got, I'm trying to estimate how many folks we got here. 50 sound right? Okay. 50 folks. How many of you are, let's say, 50 and above? Admit to it. Okay. That's about a third, I'm going to guess, from the brief hands shooting up and down. Let's say 40 to 50. Okay, that's another, I guess, about a quarter to a third. How about, and we got somebody trying to record this. Let's see. Where do we start here? This workshop is on Vista accessibility. And I want to emphasize it's a workshop. So what I'm going to be doing is we're going to do three different sections here. First, speech recognition. Then we're going to look at magnifier. We're going to look at narration. I figure in the time frame we have, because the way this is going to work is I've tried to set up this computer as much as possible to be as if you got it out of the box. The idea being, in fact, when we do this, we're going to turn the computer off, start it up again. You'll see the Welcome Center. Let me, and then if time allows, we'll run Zoom Text, we'll run Dragon, we'll run JAWS, just so we have something to compare with. But the main point here is somebody gets a new Vista computer, they bring it home, and they're not 18 years old and younger. How can they quickly, simply, without having to raise your hand and ask your teenage kid to come in here and help you get this thing to a workable state? Let me just get an idea first to find out where we are, sort of to establish a baseline, if you will. How many people have actually used Vista or have a new computer now? 1, 2, 3. Okay. And we've got, I'm trying to estimate how many folks we got here. 50 sound right? Okay. 50 folks. How many of you are, let's say, 50 and above? Admit to it. Okay. That's about a third, I'm going to guess, from the brief hands shooting up and down. Let's say 40 to 50. Okay, that's another, I guess, about a quarter to a third. How about 20 to 40? Okay, that's actually about half. Okay, and let's say 20 and under. Okay. How many of you using Windows 2000 or Windows XP have had to change the size of the font? Okay. Let's see. How many of you have made other kind of modifications, whether it is to, say, reduce the visual noise on the screen by removing bloatware, as they now call it, all the software that comes with the computer, and removing icons, or have made added icons so you don't have to go through start all programs, etc.? Almost everybody. Okay. Part of what I wanted to do, too, is in the concept of universal design, it's evident that XP in 2000 wouldn't exactly qualify as universal design up to this point if you had to do all those steps. Let's see. Okay. First thing I want to do is we're going to turn the computer off. I would like to get a volunteer and come up here because the whole point is our objective with assistive technology is to make people as autonomous as possible. Because if you buy an iPod or you buy other things off the shelf at home, there's not going to be necessarily an expert, you know, right there to help you out. So what I want to do is approach this from somebody who hasn't used Vista, come up here, start up the computer, and then I want you to try to find where you would make those adjustments. And, you know, I'll coach as needed. But part of what I want us to experience is the confusion, if there is any, the amount of time it takes to get started, and because that's what we're going to be learning from here. And then also from, let's say, from the ATP perspective or service provider perspective, you know, demo versions here of JAWS, Zoom Text, and I've got my own personal copy of Dragon 9.5. Just a note, for those of you who in the last year bought Dragon, you could not buy it, as I did last summer, and find out that it didn't work with Vista. You had to go and download an approximately 50 megabyte copy. And if you have very slow DSL, it took about half an hour, 45 minutes for me to download that and get it to run. My whole perspective as an AT provider is, I'm also a special ed teacher too, is, you know, when I'm not around, you know, how independent is that person going to be? I'm more attracted to things that are off the shelf, whether it's, I sort of take the Walmart or Best Buy or Circuit City approach to AT. You know, what is readily available? What can you figure out as much on your own or by grabbing a salesperson or, you know, somebody who's, you know, nearby? Because if we're depending on experts, I've seen too many clients with the VA or with state rehab programs who get a computer and it's sitting literally in a box on their front, you know, by their front door for 6 months and they're not getting services. So, you know, my goal is to get people to rip open that box, get them started as much as possible and start flailing as much as they can on their own to get the full joy and experience of computers. Anyway, a volunteer who has not used Vista who would like to come up here and sit here and do this. Am I going to have to pull somebody up? Okay, come on up, sir. Thank you very much. Okay, and I've got a mouse here. Yeah, anything that's comfortable for you. Let me say something about this computer. I went out of my way to find the cheapest off-the-shelf computer I can get. I got this from Best Buy online for $390. It's an Acer. It came, the only modifications I did is I went to Newegg and bought 2 gigs of memory for it. So it does have 2 gigabytes of memory on it. And the other thing is I did bounce it up from Vista Basic to Vista Premium. The difference being is that you have a couple little bells and whistles with the graphics. The thing I particularly like about it, which I find very useful in, for folks, particularly from the AT perspective, is that Windows has tried to get away from drop-down menus and text, text-oriented, this is the on button here, and text-oriented little bubbles. So on the bottom of the screen, if you've got a couple different windows open, you can move your mouse across and you'll see a little picture of what's actually there. The other thing is, let me ask real quick, how many people have used or are using Office 2007? Okay. How many have seen Office 2007? Can you give me a little description of the difference, sir? Okay. How does it look different? Okay. If you were a person who never used a computer before, how would you feel about that interface versus the interface of Office that we're used to for the last 10 years or so? Okay. Well, show that here for a little bit. Well, I got to say, one of the issues I have here is I made the mistake of to prepare for this of putting Zoom text and in there. So you're going to see these little blurbs come up. If you didn't have it, you wouldn't see this. You'd see the welcome come up and then the welcome window. So that's the one little caveat that sort of removes from the real experience. The other thing is I did is I removed as many of the unnecessary icons as possible. When you buy a new computer, you get this Welcome Center come up here now. And let me try this gadget here. When you first get it, I'm trying to remember, and somebody can help me. See where it says show all 14 items there? When you initially start it, there's more in this section, including the little picture of the little blue wheel. So if you can click this. So that's the one little help I'm going to have to add here. Okay. Here's a problem right off. This little thing here. This drives me crazy on this. And this is one of the complaints people have about Vista, is that if you turn off all these little notification things, you lose a lot of the security benefits of it. But right underneath, you can see Ease of Access Center. You want to click that? Yeah, sure. Whatever you're comfortable with. Just as if you're using it for the first time, we want to get the full experience. The other thing is that when you first start it out of the box, this is the other thing, a little caveat, is because I loaded JAWS and Zoom Text off, it removed this check, and unless I remove JAWS and Zoom Text, I'm not going to be able to get this. What happens is when you first buy the computer, you start this up, it starts scanning and talking to you. And it will say, you know, it'll narrate and ask you what you want to do. Do you want to run a magnifier? Do you want to start the narrator? And so on. So why don't we look for speech? Let's see how we would find speech here. You notice we're going to have to go down here a little bit. Yeah. Because I'm in the way? No, okay. I know I beg. Let me see what I can do here. I got to say, I'm not comfortable with these kind of setups. I'd rather have a nice big circle and have you all squeeze in here so we could all get our hands on things. But so you're going to have to scroll down there so we can see. Because I want you all to see what the first thing is when you... if you can scroll down a little bit further before we make a selection, I want folks to be able to see what's actually on this feature. Now, how many have used the accessibility wizard in the past on XP in 2000? Okay. One of the complaints that I find for a lot of people is they don't know it's there. They don't know how to find it because you have to do three steps to get to it. You have to hit start all programs, accessories, accessibility wizard. Now, you know, that's more steps than most people need. And every little step is going to discourage people from making modifications. So this, for me, this is an improvement. But so let's find, if we can, let's do speech recognition first. Oh, sure. No, that's fine.
No.
Yeah. No, that's, you're right. I added the mouse tail.
Okay.
We can remove that. You're going to have to scroll down a little bit. Well, why don't we let's live with the mouse tail for right now, if that's all right. okay, let's find speech here, or find what we're going to have to do. See this little picture here? And this is not a real great picture. It's got, instead of saying speech, they say use a computer without a mouse or a keyboard. Okay. Then we see speech recognition. Now what I've got, I'm going to set this down for a second. I brought two headsets in. I brought a cheap wand headset. And I brought a USB headset, which I use. One of the problems I've had in the past with folks who are in wheelchairs and can't access things, they literally get, you know, stranded with a headset across their head, wired to the computer, and, you know, they can't do anything. I have a friend who's a C4 person, and she's been using a wand headset for over 20 years and has written a whole bunch of books. And although she has to maintain some quiet in her workspace, her accuracy is pretty phenomenal and really encouraged me in the use of Dragon, where I had some doubts in the past about speech recognition with computers. So, yeah, plug that in, unless you want to use a headset one. Okay. Now, if we wait in a second here, let's make sure we turned it on. Now, one of the things, and it's not doing it here, a lot of Vista computers, as soon as you plug a headset or any kind of audio connection now, a little window will come up and tell you that, a microphone has been set up. Yes? Okay, well, that's going to be one of the next steps we do. Why don't you come up forward if you can? For the time being, we'll go into the visual aspects next. Okay. First, I want to do the speech, but see, this is a big. This is one of the issues: is where do you start? You got to start somewhere. Yes, sir. Yeah. Oh, let me add one thing: is I noticed when I started up. When you first install Vista in the startup procedure, in the initial splash or screen, they'll actually show in the lower left-hand corner the accessibility feature and ask you, do you want to do anything before you actually start using Windows for the first time? Unfortunately, that seems to disappear after you've started using Windows. So let's run the speech. You know, there's so many things to choose, and because of the time frame, I wanted to limit it to the speech, to the magnifier, and the screen reader. So why don't you set up microphone first? So you got three choices of microphones here. Okay. Go down to next. And they still shove that next button all the way down in the corner there. It'd be nice if things jumped, you know, to it. So let's work through this. Okay. After you. Right. But again, the problem is if you're getting the computer out of the box and starting, you know. So this is all, you know, things I want us to talk about is, you know, and reflect on all these things. If you were never used a computer before, this is your first shot at it, you know, how easy is it? What are the things we need to look at and think about?
Peter dictates to his computer. He prefers it to typing, and particularly prefers it to pen and paper. I did not see anything.
I didn't see anything movie there either. It is on. Okay. New batteries, too. Full experience here. This is what really happens when we work with folks. Well, let's try plugging this one in. I don't smoke or anything, so you won't have to worry about. This is a USB plug. I like the USB as opposed to the other kind of mini plugs because the other headsets, you know, have one mini plug for the earphone, one for the microphone, and it's.
Is there one around there?
It should be. It's on the side there.
Is there one? Okay.
There's one around the back. Whatever you like.
The back, in this area.
Yeah. Okay. These are good considerations. See what on this computer? It's got little plugs in the front, which some folks don't like either. Okay, get comfortable there? All right, we can close that. Now we may have to go, see up the upper right-hand corner? We have to go back and choose the new microphone now. We'll have to go back again. Let's try the headset microphone, see if that works. No, that should be it.
Peter dictates to his computer. He prefers it to typing and particularly prefers it to pen.
Okay. Clear, this is not working. So this is the new control panel, and you can see the ease of access center up there. They've moved things around the control panel compared to XP. And there's so let's click sound. Let's go recording. Let's click microphone, USB, and set that as default for right now. Okay, we can hit OK. But why don't we try configure? Set up microphone again. Well, let's try properties. There's levels. Let's slide that up. Let's see what happens when we do that. Oh, that mutes it. Okay. Try OK. Ah, OK. They're very good. Let's goose the levels up a little bit more. Yeah. There we go. Okay, why don't we click the speech recognition since we're standing right there. See, it's right next to sound. As you remember with Windows, there's like three different ways to do the same thing. You know, you can go into Control Panel, you can use these wizards, or you can go through accessories. Okay, now it looks like I thought we were seeing something there.
Peter dictates to his computer. He prefers it to typing, and particularly prefers it to pen and paper.
Okay, try next. Okay, let's use the speech recognition now. We got it set up. Now, how many folks have used either the speech recognition that's under Microsoft Word or have used Dragon in the past? So you're all familiar with little training modules, right? Okay. Let's do the training module here first. Now you can see one of the things they do here is you can click the start and go right into it. The difference between this and previous versions is that with this speech recognition under Vista, one, it comes with the operating system. Under XP, the only way you get the speech recognition is by having Word, because it was actually under tools with Word, and you had to start the speech recognition. And for some of you in the past, if you're using Office XP or Office 2000, you'd set up and install Office, Word, and you'd want to do speech, and then it'd say it prompts you to put the disk back in. With 2003, you didn't have to do that. And with 2007, speech recognition is not included. So 2007 will not work with Windows XP if you want to have speech recognition. You can only use the Office 2003 program with Windows XP and have speech recognition. So that's one of the little things they don't tell you about. Okay.
I am now speaking to my computer. The computer is learning the
let me leave it paused for a second here. As you can see, it's a very recognizable training module. The difference, or I guess one improvement I find, is that this version, they tell you immediately within the first three or four sentences how to do certain things, particularly correct that, you know, or. And to me, that's something I do like with this new version, is that by the time you finish it, you'll have learned a few commands and so on. You're not just reading Kennedy's speech, say, you know, or something. You can actually, you're actually learning. The previous version was nice too, in that it told you some of the limitations. And with the dragon training, it also tells you now, you know, how and why things work and why things don't work necessarily. But I think the speech recognition here, this gives us a window or an insight into how far, you know, how much time you need to set aside to modify the computer out of the box. There's going to be flailing, as we did here, trying to make things work. It would have been nice, you know, if we could have started this right up, you know, had the microphone going, but that's not real life. You know, this is what we do and how things work 9 times out of 10. Let's see. Why don't we cancel this right now, because I'm concerned about the time. Yes? I didn't see one. And I think what we're going to have to do is go, why don't we let's minimize this for a second. A little line to your left. Shrink it down again. Let's keep going. Keep shrinking. Okay, now right-click the main screen. Yeah, you can cancel that thing. This is the one thing that is the same. Now, they have a part called personalize. Again, this brings us back into some of the similar things. Change color and appearance. Display settings. Let's try appearance, and if that doesn't get us to what we want, then we'll try display settings. What? Ah, look. Adjust font size up in the upper left. They have a little shield next to it. Now, one of the complaints I have about this is this thing here. Every time you want to do something, a little window comes up and asks you again, are you sure you want to do this? Secondly, things are still not graphically oriented enough. They have words. And,
are we going to have to restart?
No, I think, let's just try apply and see if it works. Let's hope we don't have to restart. I guess we do. Go ahead if you want. We can chat and let's have a little feedback. What you thought about this, how what you just saw might change the way you work with somebody or do things on your own. Any commentary, feedback on what we've seen so far? In terms of the control of the computer, one difference here is that if I've got speech recognition going, it's sort of like do the upgrade. We're going to have to go back to show all 14 items. It would be nice if we had a Windows person here. That way we could say, why don't you put the accessibility thing in the upper left-hand corner as soon as you start up this computer? Instead of viewing computer details or transferring files and or selling this stuff. There we go. Yeah. So we're gonna have to scoot down again. And for me, every time I have to do a fine motor skill like clicking these scrolling things, that's like losing major points.
Okay, so what are we going to do?
Okay, we're going to do the speech again. We're going to take one more shot at the speech, and we'll go right into using. Click use speech recognition.
So we didn't save what I had done.
Let's click start speech recognition. Say open Microsoft Word.
Start listening. Open Microsoft Word.
They couldn't sell it if it didn't work sometimes. I take that back. Okay, you've got your cursor now. Now try doing some dictation. Try clicking that picture of the microphone and see what happens. Aha, okay.
2400.
Let's try reading something else, maybe. Just
okay. Arizona Biltmore.
Well, it had a great start, right? Okay. Let's see. We close at 11:30. Let's say goodbye to speech recognition right now. We can revisit it later. Let's leave the word processing up just for a second. And if you want to play around, because people haven't seen it, where's my trusty pointer here? Let's click back onto to leave Word open on the main screen there. Now, the old version, they've gotten rid of the drop-down menus. If you click any of these things, see what happens up in the top there, like references. Boom. Just an aside, I did a Peace Corps project in Jamaica last summer for Peace Corps Crisis Corps, which is sort of folks who've been Peace Corps volunteers. They can come back and do six-month projects. And I worked on developing a vocational curriculum for their high school special ed program. And I used this, the beta version, to create this about 200-page document with IEP forms, lesson plans, all kinds of things. And I did really enjoy the part where I could use the table of contents and do the index. It was pretty fast and pretty neat. One of the big problems What's the biggest problem with the new Office program? Anybody run into it? Yes. Okay, that's not what I was thinking about. File compatibility. If you, this is normal to save into this new format. On one hand, it's nice because it takes us about, it's about a third the size of the files that the old versions were. But if you want to send files and have them opened by anybody else, you have to go save as, and this is the first modifications I did up here. The nod that they did to the old version is you can go in here and customize and add things. So I did save as, I did a print, and I did my ABC, my spelling up here, and open file. When you first get this, the only thing that's up there is the little save, which is a floppy disk, which is kind of silly. But so I have to say, I changed it to a normal save as Office 2003 from 97. Because if I send something with an attachment or send a file to somebody, they can't use it unless they go to the Microsoft website and download an add-in for Office 2003 from 97. So, you know, that's what can I say there? Why don't we zap around to the little different ribbons? So this is one of the things. I think this is sort of a step in the right direction in that it's drop-down menus were a real problem with some of the folks who I worked with because, again, if you have that fine motor issue, you're moving the mouse up there, you're clicking it, you got to hold it, drag, because, you know, it's that many more steps to get to what you want to do. And sort of what they've done here, instead of drop down, they have the most popular things up here, and you switch from, you know, to the home, which is the different things you saw there, and you can customize these ribbons. So it's something to get used to. Yes. 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 And the traditional DOS keyboard commands are all still there too. Although they don't underline like, you know, P or anything like that, those commands are still there. Okay, why don't you press Alt? And Alt and when you say the home under home, right there. Let's do this for a second. Do the Alt again. See what we got. So like the paste, you got to use the mouse. You're saying. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem like they're going to be going backwards. So we're sort of in a new world of doing things that we have to get used to. But, anybody else want to? Are you ready to take a break?
Sure. Yeah?
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you. anybody else want to come up and play? Yes. Let's leave Microsoft. We'll shrink this down, and let's open the narrator. Do that next, and see how we do just that kind of problem. I know they drive me crazy. They drive me crazy, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm in the process of discovering all this stuff.
You have selected Microsoft English United States as the computer's default voice. You have selected Microsoft English United States as the computer's default voice. You have selected Microsoft English United States as the computer's default voice. Initializing narrator.
Showed up because I had JAWS installed. Although it's kind of funny because it says JAWS 8, and the version I installed, I think it's JAWS 9 something.
Window minimized. Microsoft narrator. Location bar. Vertical scroll bar at 100%. Use the computer without a display. When you select the focus on start button, contains start button. 11:12 a.m. Microsoft narrator. Window minimized. Use the computer without a display.
Now, how many have seen this little feature that they advertise with Vista?
Document 1. Microsoft Word. Flip 3D list with 5 items. Speech recognition options. Flip 3D list with 5 items.
Now, I'm using the scroll wheel on my mouse.
Use the computer without a display. Flip 3D list with 5 items. Program manager. Flip 3D list with 5 items. Microsoft narrator. Flip 3D list with 5 items. Document 1. Microsoft Word. Flip 3D list with 5 items.
I'm going to click this one now.
Microsoft Word document pane. Document 1 pane. Alt. Home tab. Ribbon tabs tab. Ribbon pane. Ribbon pane. Ribbon toolbar with 0 buttons. Hem so dock top pane.
Yes, I am.
Alt. Right arrow. Up arrow. Up arrow. Right arrow. Right arrow. Up arrow. Right arrow. Say right arrow. Can't undo split button. Can't right arrow. Can't repeat button. Right arrow. Spelling and grammar button. Down arrow. Down arrow. Right arrow. Right arrow. Margin split button. Page setup toolbar with 1 buttons.
Could be the delay we're getting too.
Right arrow. Size split button. Up arrow. Orientation split button.
Okay.
Up arrow.
That's better.
Left arrow.
Home. It's not telling me that I'm at home though.
Down arrow. Right arrow. Copy button, up arrow, cut button, right arrow, font, editable text, calibrate body,
not letting me get this font size.
Right arrow, up arrow, down arrow, up arrow, right arrow. Tab, font size, Editable text. 11. 11. Tech. 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 Up arrow. Left arrow. Down arrow. Shift, E-E-T-G, space, space, shift, P-A-O-A-I-X, shift, L-E-E, shift, A, F-H, back, back, space, H-P, space, shift, A, space, E, space, E, E, quest, back, shift, question mark. Document 1. Microsoft Word window. Focus on Microsoft Word document pane. Contains AMSO doc top pane. Ribbon toolbar with zero buttons. AMSO doc bottom pane. Status bar toolbar with zero buttons. Document 1 pane. AMSO generic control container toolbar with two buttons. AMSO generic control container toolbar with one buttons. Microsoft Word document pane. Vertical pane. Vertical scroll bar at 0%. Horizontal pane.
Okay.
Horizontal scroll bar at 0%. Microsoft Office Word window.
I want to end up here and then let's look at the
start. Focus on start search.
Narrator.
Contains internet. Application menu. Use the computer without a display. Menu. Location bar. Desktop / use the computer without a display. Focus on you. With hide button. Window closed. Use the computer without a display.
Okay, so.
Did I understand that I can't read the text?
It didn't read the text, and no window. When I right clicked it, I didn't get any thing about the option to read the text. My whole perspective of this workshop is if I, you know, what do we get when we get out of the box? So this is 16F. One thing to notice is how many have used use Zoom Text or familiar with Zoom Text? Okay. What's the first thing you can? What's your first thing you notice when I? That's at 16x. Let's try shrinking it down. Still, not great. And we still have our block program up there. Well, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to open up Zoom Text. It just doesn't scale the scale the script to a level that's, you know, really acceptable, I think. Thank you. thing that reads is, yeah, the desktop with graphics, it still has that little problem. But if we... Anyway, the whole point of this is to give you an idea of what the